This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So if you're leading a growing B2B service business, let's say you're pushing past that $5 million mark and you're aiming for 10, you know, the core problem isn't always traffic.
Right.
You're spending, what, 15, maybe 30,000 on Google ads every single month. Uh-huh. You're getting clicks. People are coming to the site.
Mm-hmm.
But the real issue, I mean, the one that really keeps financial leaders up at night, is predictability. That monthly ad spend, it often feels like a gamble.
A huge gamble, because the sales cycle is long.
Exactly. Weeks, sometimes months, to close a high-value client. So there's no immediate, you know, reliable return on that first click.
That click just goes into the ether.
Right. And we've been looking at sources that argue this whole pain point is, well, it's entirely fixable. But it requires a pretty fundamental shift, both operationally and strategically, mm-hmm. in how you view your two most critical channels.
Google Ads and email marketing.
That's it. So, okay, let's unpack this. Our mission today is to pull out three specific strategies for bridging that gap, the gap between that initial expensive Google click and, you know, the final closing where your email nurturing is supposed to take over.
And we have to get them to stop operating in isolation. They need to be a single coordinated sales engine.
A single engine. Because the cost of not doing this is just huge.
Oh, it's massive. When they operate in silos, the sources call this creating leaky buckets. I love that term.
Leaky buckets.
A prospect clicks your ad. You spend, say, $20 of your budget. They browse the site for a minute. They leave and poof, they disappear into the void.
So a $20 click is just thrown away.
Completely.
Yeah.
Because you lacked that immediate mechanism to capture and nurture them.
Okay, so let's get into the psychology here, because it's fascinating why this is so critical for B2B services specifically.
It really is. This is not an impulse buy. Prospects are making high stakes, you know, enterprise level decisions. They're looking for authority, for specialized knowledge.
For trust.
For trust and for proof of results. This is what we call the myth of the one-click sale. It just doesn't exist in this space.
So if a CEO's whole paid strategy relies on that one high-cost click, pushing someone to a contact us page.
That huge 12-field form.
Yeah. You are asking for way too much, way too soon.
Exactly. You are fundamentally overpaying for every single acquisition attempt that fails to convert on that first touch. By integrating these channels, you stop treating every click like a now or never moment.
And you start building a smart multi-touch approach instead.
Which, you know, mirrors how high-value deals are actually closed in the real world. Consistent, relevant follow-up that protects the budget you've already spent.
That concept, protecting the budget, that is absolutely key. If that click cost you $20, we need a system right now to stop that $20 from just being wasted.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we fix those leaky buckets? How do we start nurturing immediately? That brings us to strategy number one, which the sources call the lead magnet bridge.
I love this concept.
The idea is pretty simple. Instead of forcing all that paid traffic from Google Ads straight to a high friction request a quote page, you introduce a middle of the funnel offer.
The bridge.
The bridge, a low friction capture point.
And just think about the typical B2B landing page for a service business. They are designed for one thing, closure. They demand commitment.
Name, company, phone number, budget.
Project timeline, a whole essay on the scope of work. Most prospects, when they're first searching, are just researching. They're kicking tires. They see that form and they bounce.
Go on.
So the lead magnet bridge, it just flips the script. You offer something genuinely valuable in exchange for just one thing.
Their email address.
That's it. The friction drops to almost zero.
And we should be clear, we're talking about specific valuable assets here, not just, you know, a generic newsletter sign up.
Oh, definitely not. We're talking a proprietary white paper on, say, new industry regulations, a super detailed case study for their specific vertical, or an industry benchmark report with data they can actually use.
Right. Things that have real utility.
The massive financial benefit here is that you capture that all-important email, effectively buying a highly qualified lead to nurture for maybe a fifth of the cost of trying to get a full sales lead.
So you shift your budget from trying to buy 10 high-friction demos mm-hmm. to maybe buying 50 low-friction, high-quality subscribers.
That's the math. It's a much smarter play.
That makes perfect sense financially. But here's the critical point, right? This is where that silo mentality really breaks things. We've got the email, great. But what happens next can't just be some generic welcome to our newsletter blast.
No, that would be a complete waste. That's the second half of strategy one. It's the coordination element. Just having the magnet isn't enough. The data has to sync.
Okay, and this is where it gets really interesting. Let's say a prospect search for best strategies for cloud migration risk assessment.
Okay, very specific.
Very specific. They click your Google ad, they download your specialized checklist, they give you their email. Now what?
Now your email platform has to instantly know the exact keyword that brought them in, cloud migration risk.
And that's the trigger.
That is the trigger. So the email sequence that follows cannot talk about your company culture. It has to speak directly to their immediate pain point risk assessment in cloud migration.
So if that first email addresses the exact problem they typed into Google 5 minutes ago,
you cement trust and authority immediately. You're no longer marketing, you're helping.
It's a personalized service. And it ensures the $20 you spend on that Google click is now protected by an immediate, highly relevant conversation.
Precisely. That relevance protects the investment. Now, moving on to the second strategy, once you start collecting those emails at scale, you have to leverage that data back into your paid spend.
Right.
This is for the CEO who's ready to get beyond broad, you know, speculative targeting and start using data they actually control. We need to talk about customer match.
Customer match. Okay, for anyone who hasn't used it, this is a Google tool that lets you use the email addresses you already have from your CRM, from that lead magnet bridge, and upload them as segments right into your Google ad account.
It takes the data you own and turns it into a surgical targeting mechanism. It's genuinely one of the most powerful and frankly underutilized tools in a growth CEO's arsenal.
You move from expensive demographic or interest-based targeting to what? Known buyer targeting.
Known buyer targeting,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. I can already hear a CEO raising a very real objection though. Uploading client lists, even if they're hashed, to a third party like Google. I mean, in the B2B space especially, that's going to raise all sorts of compliance and privacy flags.
It's a crucial point and a valid concern. The sources stress that Google Ads processes this using a hashing algorithm. So the emails are obscured, they're protected, but Google can still match them to users logged into its platform.
So it's not sharing open contact data?
Not at all. It's about leveraging statistical matches for efficiency. The key is transparency and having solid internal processes.
And once that process is secure, what does that unlock?
It unlocks three incredibly powerful surgical applications for that shared data. The first is targeted upselling. Imagine you take a segment of your current monthly clients. Let's say those who have been with you for 9 months but are still on a monthly plan.
Right.
You can show them a very specific Google ad campaign, maybe on YouTube or in search, encouraging them to switch to an annual contract for a discount. You're using paid media to increase your current customer lifetime value, your LTV.
That's so smart. You're not wasting money on strangers. You're talking to people you already know and improving retention at the same time.
Precisely. The second application is exclusion lists. This is just pure budget protection.
It sounds important.
It is. Stop wasting money showing brand awareness ads to people who have already converted or, and this is critical, are already in your active sales pipeline.
Ah, so if they're already talking to a salesperson.
They do not need to click your ad again and burn another $20. By regularly sharing that CRM data with Google Ads, you instantly cut out wasted clicks.
You're essentially telling Google, don't sell to these people. We already have them.
That's exactly it. And the third use, which in my opinion is the most powerful for expansion, is lookalike modeling.
Okay.
You tell Google to find new high-value prospects who statistically look like your best email subscribers, the ones who open your emails, click your links, and actually book demos.
So you're finding new customers based on the DNA of your most profitable customers.
That's the perfect way to put it.
So we've moved from using Google Ads like a shotgun, you know, aiming broadly with keywords, to something much more like a sniper rifle. What's the bottom line financial impact here?
Well, the summary benefit of strategy two is the core argument. When these channels share data, your cost per acquisition, your CPA, it just drops significantly.
And why is that?
The reason is simple. You move from speculative keyword bidding, where you pay for clicks that might convert, to surgical data-backed segments where you only pay to reach people who are statistically probable converters. You just eliminate the high cost of guessing.
That shift from speculative to surgical, that feels like the foundation of the predictable engine we're talking about.
It is.
But now, okay, we have the lead. We're targeting them smartly. What about during that long 2-month sales cycle? When they're busy, they're looking at other vendors.
That's where strategy 3 comes in.
Right. Let's talk about strategy 3. This one focuses on creating a kind of always-on high relevance follow-up. The sources call it behavioral retargeting. We want to create what feels like a surround sound experience for the prospect. You know, they're searching, they're researching, they're busy, and your brand needs to be there consistently, but without being annoying.
Without being spammy, yeah. This is where that channel synchronization gets really precise. The system has to be smart enough to see a change in engagement and then adjust both channels instantly.
Okay, let's use a specific scenario from the sources. A prospect downloaded your white paper. They're in a nurture sequence. They click an email link about a very specific service. Let's say it's your HR consulting for remote teams.
Okay, good example.
But they don't book a call right away. Now, in a traditional siloed system, what happens?
Nothing really. The system notes the click, maybe, and the standard email sequence just keeps on going.
Right. But in a coordinated system, the very act of clicking that link instantly pings the Google Ads platform.
And that automatically triggers a Google Ads retargeting campaign that specifically features a case study for, what was it?
Remote HR consulting.
Exactly. For that specific service, the channels are literally having a data conversation with each other about the prospect's real-time intent.
It's ultimate cohesion. If the email says they're interested in topic A, the ad budget immediately reinforces topic A all over the web.
And the impact on brand perception is just phenomenal. That kind of tight coordination means your brand follows the prospect through their entire decision journey with a consistent data-backed message.
It makes a, you know, 25-person company look and feel.
Like an industry giant.
Yeah, because you're always top of mind, always relevant, always reinforcing their specific need.
And that continuous connection brings us to the final, really necessary operational shift here, solving that age-old problem of vague reporting.
Ah, the fluff reports.
The fluff reports, exactly. Leaders scaling a business get these reports focused on vanity metrics, impressions, click-through rates, raw lead count. None of it connects to actual revenue.
So how does combining these channels finally solve the attribution headache for the executive team?
It creates massive attribution clarity. Before coordination, a CEO sees a headline like, marketing delivered 100 leads this month. That's the fluff. You don't know if those were $50 a click failures or $5 a click successes.
It's a black box.
It is. But after coordination, the reporting fundamentally changes. You move from last click metrics to real multi-touch attribution.
So you can actually see.
You can see precisely which Google ad campaign down to the keywords sparked the initial interest and which specific email sequence with its tailored content and retargeting ads finally triggered the sales call.
That is the accountability that every dollar of ad spend needs. And it must completely change how the marketing team justifies its budget, right?
Oh, completely. They are no longer asking for money based on activity. They're asking for money based on projected pipeline contribution.
The whole focus shifts.
It shifts from tracking lead count to tracking actual demonstrable pipeline value. You can finally prove the marketing ROI because you can map how Google Ads and email marketing work together to move a stranger from a cold search query right through to a signed contract.
You can finally say with confidence, for every $1,000 we spend on Campaign X, we generate $5,000 in traceable pipeline because of this system.
That's the holy grail. You're tracking financial value, not just isolated activity.
So wrapping this all up, what does this mean for that CEO of the $5 million service business trying to hit 10?
It means you stop depending on the luck of the draw.
On inconsistent referrals or just hopeful spending, you create a verifiable system where you can, with real confidence, dial up your ad spend.
Knowing that your email nurturing system is standing by, ready and automated to protect that investment and deliver measurable pipeline value.
It's about treating your digital strategy not as a collection of separate siloed tasks with their own budgets and data streams,
but as a unified sales force.
A unified sales force dedicated to measurable growth and predictable revenue.
And that leads to a final, maybe broader thought for you to mull over. The sources we looked at focus so intensely on unifying Google Ads and email marketing, mostly because of how much budget and predictability are lost when those two big systems are siloed.
Right.
But it raises a really important question that goes way beyond marketing. Where else in your business, in your operations, your product development, your sales team's internal tools, are two critical functions treated as separate tasks? Where are you unknowingly causing leaky buckets or friction in another part of the client journey or even the employee journey? Building true, scalable predictability is about tearing down all the internal silos, not just the digital ones. Something to think about as you start laying the foundation for your own coordinated system.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.